Red Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm here with filmmaker Daniel Denčić, who returns to Karlovy Vary with his documentary, Talor the Virgin. So thank you very much for taking the time off and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Right, so let's tell our listeners what the subject of the documentary is. Would you like to tell them for us who Talor is?
Talor is a painter. He's world famous, at least in Denmark, and he's quite successful. And then he's also a friend of mine, and he does classical painting in the sense that he uses oil, and he's figurative. And now he's moving into this technique with the pigment. So he's a well-known painter, and I was asked by a museum to do a portrait of him. Mm. And then since I know him from when we were children, I choose to do the portrait maybe in an untraditional way, that in the sense that you have no experts, you have no people analyzing his art. You just have the people around him, his friends, his family, his parents, his kids.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the technical side later, because the style is very interesting. But first of all, after the screening, you said that he was actually the one who approached you.
Yeah, I think the museum approached him with the idea that there should be a film made, because he had a big retrospective. Mm. And so the museum came up with a proposal, and then he said, okay, if there's going to be a filmmaker, I want Daniel to make the film. So yeah, that's how it came along.
And is that because you were his friend, or is there like a reason?
I think mainly that we're friends, but also the film I had last year in Karlovy Vary was called Expedition to the End of the World, and he's also in that. He's one of the artists on board a schooner that sails up to Greenland. So, and he saw that film, and I guess he liked that result, and then that's how it developed from there.
I guess he's already worked with you. He knew how to handle you in a way. But you get him, you take him out of his comfort zone a little bit in the film.
Yeah, very much so. I think that's something you need to do, because it cannot be a commercial for him. It would be too loyal if I was just going to do the film the way he would want me to do it. I think also he would want me to make an honest portrait. And if it's going to be honest, he has to have something at stake as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, the structure, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, the structure is we discover him also through the people that are around him, and we hear their stories about him, and as it progresses, it just becomes a more complete kind of portrait. Now, how did you approach all these people that you interview, and did you tell them like some specific thing that they should say, or did you just point the camera at them and go for it?
I contacted them. I selected them. I think we had more. We had 14 because I made this mathematical equation in my head that it's going to be 28 minutes, so I want 14 people, and it should be intercut with the pictures of him working.
Yeah.
So I had 14 persons talking, and I met with them in advance, and I tell them, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to start a tracking shot in within a picture of Tal, and it's going to track backwards slowly, and it will reveal you, and you just talk to the camera and come up with a story that it's going to last 1 minute, more or less, the shot, and it's going to have I'm not going to cut it, so it should be like one take, and it can be about anything, but it should be something personal about your connection with Tal, or your connection with the painting, or a childhood memory, or something that gives something extra, because art is so hard to talk about.
Yeah.
And I don't want... I want my film to be something extra, something that when you look at his painting, you would have this luggage of knowing something extra.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of that it's not trying to compete with his art, and it's not trying to analyze his art. It's something extra. It's like bonus material.
Yeah, you're also not trying to force something out of him, like, you know. Although another thing that I'm curious to find out is, was he, in the end, after he realized that what he was dealing with, was he open to talk about himself and his art?
Yeah, I think so. And I think you can also hear it in his voiceover. his narration is kind of relaxed. We did it, you know, after the shooting, we sat down with a bottle of wine and we just talked like friends. So, and that is in the movie, a lot of that. And so I think he was, in a way, he was, he trusted me.
Yeah. Well, that's also very important, I guess, when you're talking about yourself. And we mentioned the style earlier, and you mentioned the tracking shots, and there's quite elaborate and cinematic camera movements in the film. I wonder, how did the subjects react to it? And I also wonder, like, because I noticed it, it's like the camera movement kind of finishes its course, so you let that kind of like be a cue for the subjects to like, oh, we should say something, or like, you know. So how did they react to it?
Yeah, it is staged and they are not actors, so it's a bit everything is a bit uneasy for everyone, and I like that. Yes. I like the quirkiness that comes out of it, and also I like all the small expressions that, you know, they don't know if it's finished or not, should they say another word. So but I tried to time the tracking shot so it would be 1 minute, but if they talk longer or shorter, it was also okay. But I think film is like that. Film is like a magnifying glass. You know, when I come from a background as an editor, and I always thought that film was about hiding, you know, try to, how do you manipulate the audience? How do we hide the bad acting? Yeah, how do we hide the bad shots? But now when I'm a director, I see more and more that it's a magnifying glass, that every little thing is so blown up to a great dimension. So, and I like it. I try to go with that idea to because reality is so rich, and to be able to put that into a movie is just a gift if you succeed with it.
Sure, and also it's a great contrast of perfection and imperfection in a way, like through realism and cinematic contrast. So you said something very interesting after the screening about the title of the film, The Virgin, and this whole theme that's implied of virginity, but of course it's also the title of the exhibition that Talor is.
Yeah, so the title was like forced upon me by the museum. And in the beginning, of course, like anything that's forced upon you, you dislike it, being a, you know, an anarchist. But then I kind of just got into the title, and in the editing, it all made sense to me, because he keeps talking about virginity also, like. A picture is like you're trying to seduce someone. When you're painting, you're trying to seduce one, and you are like on a quest. You're conquering the world, and you're conquering one woman or one marriage after another. So it's a strive for like this virginity. So in that sense, the title makes sense. But also in a more artistic way, that you try to look at the world as if it was for the first time. Okay. So he is this ambition of becoming a virgin or something is an ambition to be like a child, to be newborn. Like every day is magnificent, you know, and you should savor those moments, and you should try to capture them if you're an artist. Those magic moments, because they are truly magic, but you don't see them because you're experienced or you're older or.
And it's like seeing the world through like new eyes every day.
Yeah, that's what everything in art is about, I think.
Yes. And I think I'm going to end with this question. Because you're his friend as well as your artist, do you, honestly, this is an honest question, do you feel like you've really captured his essence of his existence?
Yes, I think so, but you know, it's hard in 30 minutes. He's 47 or something years old. So in 30 minutes, any portrait would be a bit banal, of course. But I think within this parameter of 30 minutes, I think it's as accurate as it can be. And but it's also, of course, a portrait of me.
It's
me. I casted the people. I chose, you know, so many of the ideas are mine ideas, so I guess it's a portrait of me and in a way a portrait of him.
That's actually one of the most interesting things about the film. So thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about your film, and thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.